Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Freedom Radio on this 13th night, and I tell you what, The weather out here has been very psycho and everything, but hey, you know, that's normal. But we're watching the world burn. How you all doing, Virgil Russell?
I'm doing well tonight, man. Hanging in there, watching the fires get ever closer.
Right, right.
Hey, brother, how'd you make out during the storm, brother?
It wasn't too terribly bad. On a scale of 0 to Harvey, it was a good solid 3.5, 4.
Okay. Yeah, we got a good bit of rain. Lights went out for a little while. It lasted about maybe hour and a half. No tornadoes down this way, but they did have a few towards some communities, a new asshole, but they'll make it.
That was, well, we had some weird weather here the other day. It was it hails for like 5 minutes. I mean, the ground was solid white, and then turned into snow afterwards. And then a few minutes after, it poured down rain. I mean, it was crazy. I've never seen that happen before, you know. And then the winds blew about 70 miles an hour, knocked the power out, but.
Well, it was a crazy week. First of all, I observed when the congressman asked for Hunter Biden's laptop, it was amazing that Jerry Nadler, chairman of the Congressional Judiciary Committee, didn't have anything to say.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
It was like walking into an old house with the electricity just getting hooked up at night, and you cut the lights on and you watch all the roaches run everywhere.
Oh yeah. Well, none of the Democrats didn't say anything. I mean, Nadler, he was panicking a bit because he didn't find anything to say. And stuff, you know. And then top that off, there's some stuff came down behind that about Walt Disney. And Ann had did a special on that.
I was wondering what happened to Ann's page on Facebook. I was wondering about that.
They took it down because she did a YouTube and posted her YouTube channel up there, and they banned her entire page because of that. And speaking of Ann, guess who's here? Hey, Ann, what's up, girlie?
Hey. I said you can ask me. I'm right here, but I was on mute. So can y'all hear me now?
The high priestess of the wolf pack has joined us. Ah, Solomon, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. How you doing, sweetheart? How you doing? You know I got to rash him.
So Virgil called me the other day, and my phone is broke, and so I actually had to be sitting in my car with it running on Bluetooth to answer. But I just happened to be in my car from the little tornado that we had when he called, and my doghouse roof, the kennel roof, was literally standing like just 10 feet straight up in the air. It was insane, and I was screaming to Virgil, "I gotta go."
Oh man, it peeled. She sent me some pictures of it, and it peeled that tin back. It looked like Shirley Temple's curls. On the roof of that barn, man. It was pulled all down. Tough. I was worried to death, knowing Ann like I know her, she'd be out there like Dorothy on the Wizard of Oz, trying to push the tin down. You know?
No, I was. I didn't know it was a storm. I didn't even realize it was a storm. And I had just walked outside to go get my kid and looked over. The wind almost knocked me down. Looked over and saw that wind just throw my roof straight up. So I ran straight out there and was trying to pull it down. But, I mean, it's 6 foot tall, so it's over my way over here to begin with. But
Bad decision. A piece of corrugated tin works good as a roof. Works good as a roof. When you get a 60, 70-mile-an-hour wind that picks it up, that corrugated tin turns into a flying razor blade. Leave it
exactly.
alone.
And that's why I didn't want it flying off and killing people, because it was still attached to all the wood. And so that was real dangerous. But we actually managed to get it. I saved that roof. It's all mangled to hell, and we're going to have to completely rebuild it. But I wanted to save that tin, because it's a long story, but the tin that I used had actually been on my dad's original workshop back when I was a kid. And so I really wanted that tin. But I saved it, but we lost the chicken roof, and we lost the we had a lot of damage to our roof, so we're probably going to have the she shed roof in the house that we've done. The pool is destroyed. And I love my pool of fabulous. But anyways, thanks for having me on, guys. Hi, Burner.
Oh, you're welcome. And we were talking earlier, and I know you did a show about Evil Uncle Walt. And I was talking to you, Patricia Dees, about it earlier on her show, because she was doing a report on this. And it's amazing that they banned you on Facebook for making video. And it came true. Everything that you talked about. Right. And
well, Joseph, let her talk. Let her tell us what happened. What happened.
Obviously, I've been over the target on everything I've ever said, pretty much. And, they've taken my public figure page with thousands of people, my communities groups, Ivanka Melania Trump, my dog's Facebook page with 90 followers, all my backup accounts, my Twitter with 12,000, Venmo, Patreon, PayPal, my personal webpage, HurricaneIn.com. They just took off the Watch the Water video on YouTube because I guess they gave the port of Long Beach back to China. And then when I put out the Disney video, they didn't even bother to give me a reason why. They just said, you're banned for life. It's like, that's it. You're done, you know. They didn't bother to give me a reason, so they just stripped it. But it's because Disney owns, at least 6%, at least, 6% of the media, so they don't want that information to get out because, I'm over the target.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why, Ann, you didn't go up on stage and slap somebody. If you'd have went up on stage and slapped somebody, it would have been all over the news.
Yeah.
It'd still be on the news.
Yes. And it's iconic because the way everything has fallen into place and stuff, and how they arrested everybody there, because what people don't realize is, and I didn't know this, is that Disneyland up in Florida is almost an entire community all by itself.
Do you want me to explain to you what's going on there?
Yeah. Did everybody hear about that?
I've spent 3 years researching Disney and putting this out. And also, if anybody gets a chance to watch my the Disney video is up on Wolfpack Radio. It's PAQ for Pack on Radio on YouTube, or you can find Wolfpack Radio. You can find the podcast of it at on pretty much any podcast, Spotify or iHeart. Anyways, but I just did a big interview with Global Watchman News, and we had discussed what I'm bringing up now about Disney and everything. But so what's going on with this is that what part do you want to know about, first of all?
Just talk about its own community. They have their own police station, fire station, courts.
So you want to talk about that. Okay, so what's going on is, with Disney, I suspected he was like a spy or double spy. And in my videos, and I'm coming out with the second one, I had a lot of evidence. I'll be coming out with a lot of evidence to prove this. But we all know that he already worked for the FBI because of declassified documents that are in the FBI vault, which anybody can retrieve if you want to sit there and stay up for days and days and days and study and find it. It's in there. I found it there in my videos. And so he worked for the feds. We know this already, okay? But there's also he also had everywhere that Walt Disney is connected to, there's spies, okay? And so he's connected with Dahl, who was a spy, and these British spies. And I mean, just anywhere there were spies, Disney was around them, and including all the Nazis with Project Paperclip, who, obviously were spies as well, right? And so so there was another spy who was really famous. I know that this is going to spin Virgil's head. Is this guy, is Wild Bill Donovan. Okay, now he's the guy who was the founder of the OSS, all right? And OSS was the precursor for the CIA, okay? And so they were the precursor for the CIA. And so the guy who funded this, Donovan, so when the CIA got formed, the way that they formed it, and this is true, this isn't conspiracy, if you go into the CIA vault of declassified documents, you'll see that this is true. The CIA was formed with former members of the OSS, Operation of Strategic Services, the players, the ones that would play ball with them, not Donovan, who founded it. They didn't want him because he wasn't playing ball with them, and with Nazis from Project Paperclip. That is a fact. That is not a conspiracy. That is in the CIA declassified documents. Okay? So our CIA was made up of Nazis and OSS families. The families of OSS, these were all made up of like the 13 bloodline. And literally, that is not a conspiracy either. I've got a documentary that you can find on YouTube where it's to show you. The Morgan, the Rothschilds, these are the families, the DuPonts that made up the original employees of the OSS. Okay, so you've got these power players. So you had some that were players and some that weren't players. Well, the players went to the CIA within the Nazis to have CIA what we have now. Donovan, they didn't want him in there. But Donovan, you know, he was a spy. He formed the first spy. You know, he formed it all. He's the founder of it. Well, and another spy, I can't remember his name, Paul something, and he was always involved with these all these spy missions where they did all these drug running and stuff like that. He was a real bad guy. Well, these two guys were with Disney. They came in and they bought all this land in Florida. And they had it listed in this company and this corporation, this shell company, this person. And so nobody knew that it was Disney buying up all this land. And so they were able to get all this land. I think it's Paul Hollowell was that, or spy said. I think that might have been his name. I'm not sure. And sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me. But they bought up all this land, all this land. Well, when it finally got found out that the land was going up for sale, then the land shot up to $80,000 from $200 to $88,000 an acre. Okay, so that's a really big deal. But it was too late. Too late. Meanwhile, they had bought all this freaking land. It's not just Disneyland. There's two towns. I should have my notes in front of me. Two towns that they bought. And so this Bill Donovan and this other spy, Paul, whatever his name was, showed Disney how they set this up. And what they did was they set it up where it was like its own town. It's like a little corporation. And, you know, it's only a few people that live there, and everybody who votes for everything and runs everything goes exactly what Disney wants. So it's the Vatican. Essentially, it's like a city within a city. So you've got these cities that don't apply to any of these laws that border Disneyland, two of them, okay? Now, this is a lot of acreage, two complete towns. So everybody's like looking at Disney, Disney, Disney. But if you remember, she always said Disney is a distraction. She always said that, right? Well, think about it. We always think of tunnels and all the nefarious crap is going on underneath Disney, right? Underneath the theme park, right? Well, there are business offices there and tunnels for the theme park, but is that necessarily where all the nefarious stuff is going on? Absolutely, I don't think so. But look underneath the grounds of those two cities, and I bet you'd be shocked. I can't prove it, but my study senses tell me I'm absolutely correct about that, you know? So be honest with
me. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the town that you're talking about, isn't that Polk County or nearby Polk County that they bought?
Well, right there by in Florida, you know, right there around Disney, the theme park. I'm sorry, I don't have my notes. We were moving, and I wasn't able to get to my office and get my notes out and be a little bit more prepared, but it was kind of short notice when you invited me.
I was reading where Polk County was part of that. There's two counties, Polk County was one of them, and the sheriff that arrested all those Disney employees, he waited till they came out of Disneyland and arrested them because they're under protection there.
They're setting up the city rules. There's so much power within the city. So basically, like I said, this is like the Vatican. This is like a state within a state. There's no laws, really. All the laws, no telling what kind of crap is going on. This is crazy. Can you imagine two complete towns and what kind of stuff they could have going underground and back and forth to each other and from the theme park, too? You know, this is just full-on sinister is what's probably going on there, I can imagine. You know,
well,
but I tracked it back to his original. Go ahead.
Well, Ann, what you have going on here with Disneyland, not many people know this either. Okay, a lot of Disneyland is part of the Seminole Indian Reservation, and state and local authorities have no jurisdiction on Indian land, federal reservation.
That's true.
See, that's part of it too.
Did not know that. That is true.
I didn't need that in my research. So that's interesting.
That explains why the fish tank's over here.
Land, I do have a breaking story I'm fixing to come out with y'all. A really big one. That's
well,
good, Indian land.
Well, because you see, here in Louisiana, when the reservations fought in court and they said they could have the casinos, okay, certain reservations didn't have enough land to build casinos, so they purchased land from other people, from private sources. Well, the state of Louisiana said, oh, no, that land is private land. You got to come through us, get licenses, pay all these outrageous fees, pay off people under the table and all of this kind of stuff here. Well, the federal government ruled that if a reservation buys land, well, that land reverts to the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
It counts as reservation land, as Indian land.
And guess what? They don't have to pay taxes or anything.
So, you know, I mean, the largest casino that I've ever been in my life, the Windstar Casino across the Texas line in Oklahoma, Exit 1, that
was
purchased by...
Oh, my God, I'm a
member
there. I'm like a member there.
But,
I love Windstar.
Oh, I love it, too. I love it, too. I mean, it's a mile and a half of casino. But don't ever try to go there on New Year's Eve night. Don't ever try to go there. I've been there, done that. Never try it again. But oh man, it is packed. They're just about parking cars one on top of the other over there.
Wow.
But that's why Disney, the sheriff had to wait till they got off that reservation. To arrest them.
And say not even the FBI can go in there either.
Oh, yeah, the FBI can go in there. Oh, yes, they can.
Hmm.
Oh, yes, they can.
Because we were talking about that earlier on the Christian Hughes show, and we were wondering about that because the feds wouldn't even go in there.
Well, the feds can go on reservation land. FBI, the United States Marshals, the ATF, any federal agency can go on there, but local and state cannot.
Okay. But did you see how all this is? I'm kind of wondering if it's connected too with Hunter's laptop, because everything seems to be coming back to all this child sex trafficking.
It's not only that with Hunter's laptop. Russell, the things that came out, I tell you what, I know you ain't got much for Fox News, but I can tell you what, I don't see how Sean Hannity has kept his job at Fox News.
Right.
You know, as left as they've gone, I don't see how Sean Hannity has kept his job over there. Because this guy here, I'm a fan of his and Dan Bongino, and they tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one that they're trying to do damage control, but let me tell you something from experience. You cannot defuse a bomb after it done exploded. It is impossible. Okay? And that's what has happened here. And a lot of this stuff, if you tie it in, you know, this Russia-Ukraine thing, it's kind of having a different look to it. I don't know about how you feel about this, Russell, with all this coming out.
We talked about that a little bit the other night. I think, I've said this all along, and I think I'm pretty close being up on it and stuff like that. I think Putin, Lord, let me clarify this. I do not think he's a good guy. I do not think he's a hero. He's a cold, black-hearted, cat-faked son of a bitch. But I do think he fired the first shots at the New World Order. And I think the only reason he's not a pile of ash and rubble
That's the way I was thinking.
So documents and all that stuff there for blackmail reasons.
Well, I'm looking at it that way too, Russell. I'm looking at it that way too. He's a no good son of a bitch. Okay, he's locked up political competition. He's exiled people. He's this and that. And a lot of people. Let me tell you something. Vladimir Putin's a slick operator. You think Trump's a slick operator? He ain't got nothing on Putin. They suspect Vladimir Putin is the richest man in the world.
Of course he is.
I mean, this guy here, he exposed it a while back. He came out and said, you know, the United States government and Hollywood is nothing but a bunch of pedophiles.
Right.
You know, and he said that. And
actually, that's not what he said, Virgil. He said they were satanic pedophiles.
Satanic pedophiles. Well,
right.
I support it.
Well, I didn't think he could get much lower than being a pedophile, but satanic pedophile is one step below pedophile. And, you know.
Yep.
So you're right about that.
And not to mention, we're starting to see the digital currency kind of starting to take shape because China had just sanctioned the United States earlier. I was reading a report on that. They haven't said what they're going to sanction the United States with yet. But Arizona had just passed a law now to where you can pay all your bills with Bitcoin.
Well, I tell you this right now. And this guy here, he gives financial advice. He has gone all over the place. He is straight up. He is a multimillionaire. And he tells it like it is, so he should know. He's in the loop. Okay. And he swears before the Lord Jesus Christ that some Japanese guy living in a cave does not run or own Bitcoin. Vladimir Putin came out with Bitcoin 7-8 years ago to tank the Western economy. And I've been looking into it. And that's why I'm telling everybody, if you've got this trash, if you've got this garbage, you better dump
it.
You better dump this Bitcoin. You better drop it like third period French. Because if you don't, you're gonna end up with a bunch of Bitcoin that's worth less than Mardi Gras doubloons.
And he also stated he came out today too, and he also stated this, Virgil, the guy that you're talking about, and he said, you guys better invest in gold and silver because the American money and everything is not going to be worth shit.
Well, how can you invest in gold and silver when there's a shortage of silver and it's high as the heavens above, and gold, unless you win a multi-billion-dollar lottery, you're not gonna touch gold. I mean,
well, that's why I've been
$1,800 an ounce. I mean,
that's why I've been salvaging computer parts for their gold and silver and platinum.
I'm telling you,
I made a killing in gold and silver on the stocks this year. By the way,
few silver coins, maybe a little bit of gold, but I'm telling you what, when the economy crashes, gold prices are going to crash right along with it. If you think you're sitting there with a bunch of gold and silver and you're going to be good, you'll be trading an ounce of that gold for a bowl of rice and beans.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, we got a caller on, and I think it's either Mike or Joe. So I'm going to bring them on here in a little bit. But go ahead, Russell, and I'll bring them on.
I made a lot of money whenever Corona hit and the stock market dropped real bad. We lost a lot of money and our stocks went way, way, way low. And as soon as we went so low, I had some money that I'm cash on hand to invest. And I invested, and we had already just invested a lot in gold, but then I invested a ton of it in gold. And then I made some more money and I turned around and I put all of that in gold. And then the stock market went up and then I sold out. And so I made like a quick $100,000 extra. And I cashed that shit out in the CD.
Well, that's good. You did right. You did right.
That's the smart thing to do.
You did right. Smart thing to do.
The day after inauguration.
Right. Hey, there, callers. This Mike
the day after inauguration, we took ours out of the stock market and invested
right.
in CDs because we knew the economy is going to crash, which I need to get those out of the CDs pretty quick. So.
Hey, there, callers. This Mike from Singapore, or Joe. No color.
Okay.
Might
but,
be listening, yeah.
And for all you guys, you know, in America, you know, you're free to do what you want. You know, for my fellow veterans, you're free to do what you want. But you better kind of do your homework a little bit more before you take a plane ride to Poland and then get thrown off in that shitstorm in the Ukraine. All right, I've seen some videos of Americans over there, and I've heard some stories of Americans being captured by the Russians and the Chechens.
Yeah, now, I heard that too.
And if you think a basketball player getting caught with some damn cannabis oil is paying a heavy price, They're not having any mercy on these guys. They're not having any mercy on these guys. I've heard of executions. I've heard just you know, to find out they're an American, they just shoot them. They just kill them. You know, they're making examples of them. So, I mean, if you go down there, you know you're going to be putting your life on the line, and you better do your homework and pick the right side. Because this here is just, it stinks to high heaven, Russell. It just stinks to high heaven.
It does.
You know,
flip side, and what you were just speaking of, people wanting to go to Ukraine and stuff, you're not getting paid. It's not a contract. It's pro bono. Don't do it.
Well, you know, you got people that's thrill seekers, you know, they just want to go over there and get their free AK-47 and go to shoot. You know those kind of people, Russell. I know those kind of people, you know, and, but it's a little too neat on one end and it's a little bit too messy on the other end. And you don't know who to trust. Personally, I think this president of Ukraine set Trump up with this last impeachment mess with that so-called pro-cro or whatever phone call. I think he was part of that. I don't trust that son of a bitch as far as I can throw him.
Well, he is part of the, the corruption, but, too, Hillary Clinton was found, you know, the DNC and all that, they were found guilty of treason, of spying on Trump. They were found guilty of that. And propaganda.
What, the part that, really caught my attention, and I was wondering what was going to happen. I spoke of it before on the show. But Putin kind of got out of, he said, well, you know what? We don't do charity work. We're not getting paid for our oil, so we're closing the valve. So Europe's fixing to be fucked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And now they're screaming, crying, pissing, and moaning. But they call Trump an idiot when he tried to tell Germany, France, and all them other European countries, you need to find an alternative source for your crude oil. Don't depend on the Russian crude oil. They can flip the switch at any time. And now they've done it. And now all of a sudden, everybody, you know, they don't want to agree that Trump was right, but they can't say he was wrong.
Right.
I mean, this whole thing, they're realizing, you know, with all of the statements they made, they're finally realizing something my grandfather taught me a long time ago. He told me a lot of times it's best to keep your mouth shut and let everybody think you're stupid instead of running off at the mouth and showing everybody how stupid you really are. And they're learning that the hard way.
And then, of course, I got that going on. And what does Joe Biden do? Instead of slacking off the green stuff, letting our bullets back to work, to take down on that. And they're going to pump in 80 million barrels of reserves.
Can you repeat that?
You're chopping up, Russell. You're chopping up.
Let me tell you, that's going to put it at a lower level than I think it's been since probably mid-early.
You're breaking up, brother.
It was going to put us behind.
Well, he did open up the reserves today, but what good is that going to be?
Not a damn bit of good. Not a damn bit of good.
All right. Too late.
You know, it's all show. It's all show. You know what the number one thing coming out now that everybody is hooping and hollering and saying, yeah, we riding with Biden. Yeah, go. Okay. He's gonna take the sex off of the passports. If you're a transgender, you know, or whatever, you know, you don't have to put your sex down on your passport. Boy, does that really help the economy? If that's going to lower gas prices and grocery prices, and we're all going to say ifs and buts and candy and nuts, and we're all going to have a Merry Christmas because of that.
Oh,
right.
In the middle of all this crisis going and stuff like that, they passed an anti-trans law. Now, lynched in the U.S. in probably 50, 60 years, but yes, let's make that.
Y'all need to have Russell hang up and call back. Y'all can't hear him, can y'all? Nobody can hear
him. I can hear you. You're cutting out everybody. We're catching about maybe three quarters of your sentence, Russell, and you're cutting out.
Let me call back.
Yeah, you need to call back. It's horrible.
Yeah. But I don't know, guys. I mean, it's like the entire thing is on fire. It's caught fire right now.
It's just they're coming up with these diversions, these weak-ass, punk-ass diversions, just like this fake-ass shit at the Oscars.
Before you go on to the Oscars, can I talk about Ukraine and Russia?
Go ahead, darling.
All right, so I didn't know, are y'all aware, I don't know if a lot of people are aware that Putin is a Russian Jew, all right? Or he's got connections with them, he's got ties with them. He's been connected with the Israelites and Israel his whole life and has a good relationship with them. And the largest population in Israel are Russian Jews. Okay? Now, if you notice, Israel is not going against Ukraine because Ukraine are all Nazis. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that is a fact. They have actual real Nazis because they were Nazi sympathizers during World War II, okay? And they were Nazi sympathizers, and a lot of the Nazis came to Ukraine in the war. And they have whole units. The one in Kyiv actually is an entire Nazi unit. There's actually been
that's why they called them Ukrainians
attacking Ukrainians. But nobody wants to talk about this. Now, I was just talking to y'all a while ago about our CIA. Remember what I told you? It was made up by what? OSS members and what? Project Paperclip, which is what? Nazis, okay? So our CIA is running all of Ukraine along with the Biden crime family and Romney's kid, Pelosi's kid, they all work in Ukraine, you know, as well as Biden's kid, you know. But, yeah, Mitt Romney's kid, Nancy Pelosi's kid. And there's another one, too. I'm having a brain fart on whose kid it is. Who's the global warming guy, the guy that's always talking about global warming? His kid even works there, okay, in Ukraine. All right? So Ukraine are all these Nazis. The CIA is all these Nazis. All the CIA is running all of Ukraine, running all, it's all their money laundering, and all their biolabs where they're doing all their secret stuff, and they're cloning a lot of this chemicals and things that they that came out. They were able to find online, okay, as a lot of the stuff that they're using in these biolabs that Putin, I wouldn't say, people are saying that he's bombing the biolabs. He's not bombing the biolabs, he's securing Chernobyl and the biolabs, okay, so that terrorists and Ukrainians can't get them and do bad things with them, because they're being run and funded by Americans, the CIA, Nazis, okay? There's this big connection that nobody's talking about, the communism that's coming here, the socialism and the Nazis, you know? And this is a huge part of this whole entire story, that Ukrainians are not the good guys. The guy who's in charge now is he's a punk. He's a hired little actor. He's a deep state little player punk, okay? They took their real president and run him out with a color revolution. And he took refuge over in Russia. So he was the real president before the deep state came in and put their players in. Our deep state, Americans, put their player in. So essentially what you're looking at Ukraine is you're looking at another arm of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You know, it's another form of...
Oh, yeah, it all connects. It's a big piece of the puzzle.
Well, and
not only that,
but anything, anyone that George Soros backs up and praises and this, that, and the other, and comes out of his basement and says, "Yeah, we have to defend the Ukraine. We have to," you know, that sends up a red flag the size of Texas.
Right.
In my book.
Well, didn't we say that last week when he was doing that, Virgil? You and me? When he was
anything that George saw, you have to apply the reverse psychology when it comes to George Soros. Anything he supports, you better be against. And anything he's against, you better support.
That makes sense.
And you can say what you want about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, to this Supreme Court nominee, to this wolf in sheep's clothing they're trying to put on the Supreme Court,
So what? Every little pony can do a trick. Every little dog can be taught how to beg or catch a ball. You know, just because Ted Cruz is America's little sweetheart, Texas sweetheart, he does not have me fooled until he unseals his records. Until his records are unsealed, I don't give a shit what Ted Cruz has to say, okay, because his records are sealed. And also, he called everyone at January 6th. He tried to backpedal his way out of it, domestic terrorists. So essentially, me and Russell were just one day away from being there. So essentially, he's calling us domestic terrorists. So he can go to hell, okay? He doesn't have me fooled. He doesn't have Russell fooled. He did have us fooled, but we're not fooled anymore. He supports TPP. He always says, his whole freaking thing is audit the Fed. But when it gets time to audit the Fed, Ted Cruz didn't show up to vote. And he backed Trans-Pacific Partnership with the clause in there saying that if we get taken to court by China, we could be in Academy, Texas, and instead of going to court for Bell County, we'll be going to court in front of China. So F off Ted Cruz. So you can say whatever you want to say, Virgil. I'm not intimidated by peer pressure.
Well,
I know about Ted Cruz. He's my neighbor, okay? I'm in Texas. I know a thing or two about him.
Well,
I understand.
I don't trust him as far as I can throw him either.
Don't forget,
but he knew what questions to ask.
He's a very impressive.
He motivated hard questions with this confirmation.
He's a survivor.
He motivated others.
He picked the right team. He picked Trump. He picked the right team. After the election, he could have been a little pissed, okay, and been a total loser and been washed away, destroyed. And he was a survivor, but he didn't do that. He sucked up, and he was a jewel. He did great at the border. He did great at Senate. He's done really great. He's been amazing. But he still doesn't have me fooled. And I'm proud of him that he stood up to Comanche or whatever the hell this pedophile lover's name is. But I'm proud of him for that, and I'm really proud of the way that he supported and backed our president. But I know it's a trick, Russell. It's a trick. Russell knows it. You know it, Virgil. Joseph, you know it. It's a trick. And how many times are we going to keep being tricked? And anybody that votes for Dan Crenshaw is an idiot, okay? He has been doing all these places, going to do all these
things. Oh, he's a
rhino. Kicking with the Rothschilds, the Clintons, and everybody else, okay? So he is a horrible person.
Yes. Now, I agree with that. He turned into a hell of a turncoat.
Ask
he
Russell,
turned into a hell
that,
of a turncoat.
Ted Cruz, because that was his golden boy. Russell was Ted Cruz's golden boy. At one time, he probably would have gladly wiped Ted Cruz's ass for him. But I want to ask Russell now that he is like a vegetable redfield, what he actually thinks. I want to know the truth. I want to see what Russell thinks, because he's in Texas.
Well,
and
I
our opinion is the most, to be honest.
No, I do not believe that, and that's the second time that I've been fooled by a Texas senator. I worked on Ted Cruz's and John Cornyn's first election campaigns. Pushed hard to get elected and watched them both turn to shit.
John Cornyn's a piece of shit.
What I need to understand is that this is no longer a two-party system. All right, ladies and gentlemen, these are one big gang of thieves.
Right.
Well, yeah, I believe Russell. I believe Russell has the same choice of cuss words for Ted Cruz as he does for Hot Wheels Abbott. You know, it kind of,
I have to do that.
I didn't vote because I'm upset about the election, so I didn't vote this time for Abbott, but I did support Abbott. And my husband supports Abbott, and even though he may be a rhino, he still gave us, protected our unborn babies, gave us open carry, gave us freedom to pray and freedom to for God. He's trying his hardest on the border. He's not perfect, but he has done a lot of things for Texas that other people haven't done.
Have you looked at that open carry law?
No, I really haven't. Because I have a handgun license, so I didn't really look at it.
It's not that good. It's not that constitutional.
I'm not even for open carry. I'm not even for constitutional carry, even though I'm a mental health professional. It's only because I work in the mental health profession that I understand that not everybody needs a gun. Not everybody needs a gun. I'm telling you, some of my clients were very dangerous.
Well, you do out here.
I worked at a prison with crazy people with real mental health issues, you know, and so I saw some people that really don't need to have a gun. So a lot of people don't like my stance against that, but if they saw the things I saw, they might change their attitude, you know.
There's going to be, and Ann's right to an extent on that. There's going to be people that probably shouldn't have guns. If you go constitutional, they'll be able to get them. But that just means the good guys get to work on their fast draw.
Right.
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer didn't use a gun. Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy and all of them, they didn't use a gun. You know, I mean, if you're crazy, you're going to find a way, you know, you're going to find a way to harm people if you really have it on your mind.
That's why I took fighting classes and other ways to defend myself. In Australia, there were no weapons because, guess what, they're socialist, right? And so I had to learn how to defend myself. And the other day I had a bad guy come to my house while I was home alone in the country. But did I freak? No. But did I have my gun on? No. I always had my Glock on, but I didn't have my Glock on. I was gardening and I didn't want to wear it. But I just edged over and got a hammer and snuck over by my dog.
Wow.
And then I attacked this guy. I went after this guy with a hammer. And I didn't have to hit him or nothing, but he took off running. He jumped in his car and took off. So I could defend myself without a gun even. Okay? Mm-hmm. We are the weapon. We are the weapon. And
crazy people do have a use, okay? Crazy people do have a use. one of the prime training examples, and Russell's going to back me up on this, I know this 100,000%. One of the training examples was Charles Whitman. Okay? This, to this day, as far as I know, is a prime example of training United States Marines on how to use a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes crazy people can come in handy. What he did was, you know, I don't condone what he did. You know, it was very horrible and very tragic thing that he did. But he was trained to do that. Whoever trained him right. I mean, that is not an easy task to do, to climb on top of a 27-story observation tower with a 6-millimeter bolt-action rifle and kill 13 people a distance up to and over 400 yards away. That is not an easy thing to do.
That's true. But hey, speaking of psychos, I mean, look at Fauci. Look how many people he killed. He didn't have to lift a finger. He just had to put it in your arm.
I think what I'm gonna watch this weekend, is one to see if Putin really does shut the valve off. And whether he does or doesn't do that will tell us a lot about what's going on there, because why would you continue to pump oil and natural gas to countries that aren't paying you for it?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said,
that's right. That's right.
So if he doesn't shut the spigots off, we're going to have to look deeper.
Right. You know, I don't know. I feel like he's still sitting a big crap. I think he's figured it out.
Well, I can tell you this right now, to shorten this up. If I got invited to sit down at a poker game with Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and myself, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
Yeah, that'd be bad. I wouldn't do it either. There's no way. They're way above my pay grade.
What I'm trying to figure out is, what is he using China for? I mean, he's got China by the balls. You
listen,
know that?
I got a theory on that, though. Because, see, in China, all right, he is maybe the bad guy to all of us because he's China. But within China, there's two factions, just like there's two factions here. So you actually have white hats and you have black hats there. You have a deep state there. And she is not part of that deep state. She is against the deep state. And he's actually been fighting this faction within the CCP, and they absolutely freaking hate his guts, okay? They hate him and will do anything to take him down. I personally think that when Trump came to China, he was taken to the Forbidden City, which nobody is allowed to go in, including the media. Now, bro, I might
That's right.
guess that thousands more Putin might have already been there. As you know, China has who on their border? Russia, right? So it could have been really easily for them to smuggle Putin in there, okay? So I kind of suspect that Putin might have been in there too, that all three of them sat there together. That's my hypothesis. And I kind of think that they might all be in together on taking out the deep state, because they all have something to gain in it, you know? These are really corrupt, evil people that are connected against. And you say, well, why would she be involved in this? Well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. The enemy of my enemy is friend. Do not forget the art of war. He is at war within his own border, within his own people, within his deep state faction. So he is not able to control China the way that he wants to control his country because of this deep state faction, which is the same people who are allied with the enemies of America, who Trump's fighting, who is actually the enemies also of Putin, see? So the enemy and my enemy is my friend. You often heard that war often brings strange bedfellows, as you Marines know, okay? So what would be more strategic than while the whole world thinking everybody's against each other, if these two superpowers are working in conjunction to come back and take all these fuckers out, you know? Because
That's
you
what I was
remember,
thinking.
Britain has a lot to go on this because NATO has formed up against them, and everybody's already trying to jump on Five Eyes, and everybody else is already trying to just foam into the mouth to get China, okay? Even though, because they all own them and owe them money, but they're probably getting tired of the CCP pushing them around as well, you know? But then you look at Russia, and you're like, you know, well, why would he want to do this, too? You know, he has his own, Russia has his own reasons, too. I mean, he got really screwed over this whole, Russia's always been getting screwed over with them fucking him over, you know?
Right. And
well,
one point with the NATO thing is they all came in and they said that they were not going to put anywhere near Russia. The NATO, that was the agreement they originally made. But then NATO keeps encroaching and pushing Russia, when the whole time everybody knows that the original deal was they would not stage anywhere near Russia's borders, okay? Mm-hmm. So they're the ones that broke the rules in the first place. So Putin has every right to respond. So he's not the bad guy here. And he's not even taking over what everyone says. All he's doing is securing these battle labs and exposing them to the world. And is it any coincidence that he filed suit against the same deep state players that within 24 hours that Trump filed suit against?
Right. I didn't
now
think
tell
about
me this
that.
Isn't the plan
right.
to expose them. Trump's going to be in
well,
charge again. You watch. 2020. Trump 2020.
You'll
be apologizing.
You know, and if people would look at this, if people would watch the news reels and the TikTok videos and things like this, and they see these Russian tanks coming through and the trucks and everything else, if you really know what you're looking at and you really do your homework, you know, these look like modernized pieces of military equipment. They're surplus junk. T-55 and T-72 Russian tanks. Okay, yes, they have the deterrent, the missile deterrents on them, but that's only good for one shot. You know, you get two guys with RPGs, with shaped charge RPGs, you can punch a hole in these things. You can set them on fire very easy. Trust me, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now... And you look at this, and you look at them, they're just using paved roads to try and go down. They're not using, you know, tactics like they did in World War II and all of this. What Putin has done, in my opinion, he sent the goobers and the Forrest Gumps in. He's put the dumbest generals in charge of this. With the most outdated equipment that they've got, other than the AK-47 and the AK-74s, and the RPG-R2s, and they've sent them in, and he's keeping all of his good top of the line. You don't see one Spetsnaz. Russell, have you seen any Spetsnaz troops? Have you seen any of them?
He dropped the call, so hopefully he calls back in.
Okay.
That's making a lot of sense. That's making
okay.
a lot of sense.
Okay, just like Saddam Hussein did in the Gulf War. All right, he sends these conscripts and these reserve troops, and he puts them on the front line, and he makes them the sacrificial lambs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps his Republican Guard close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps his best equipment in the rear, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
I'm thinking
this all stinks to high heaven. I'm telling you, there's more to this than this NATO BS, and there's more to this than all we're being told. It's not only that, but the Russian troops, they're having to send these guys are having they're around this Chernobyl thing, and they're digging trenches. They're
mm-hmm.
digging cover trenches, war trenches, okay,
mm-hmm.
and they're digging this ground up, and they're stirring up the radioactive poisoning that's in the ground and dying from radiation poisoning.
Yeah, I saw that today. Uh-huh.
they're being trucked out by the dozens. And these Chechens that are involved in this, let me tell you something about these people. If you think Muslims are unspooled, if you think Muslims are methodical killers, you ain't seen shit. These
right.
son of a bitches are ruthless. They will eat cornflakes out of their mama's skull. These people
right.
here are they are savages. They are
right.
savages.
Suppose this. This is my thinking. All this distraction that you're putting out on us, he's distracting them, but he's going to distract him with the final kill. You know, what
well,
that is, we don't
you
know.
You know, it's all about distraction. I'm going to go back to the Oscars, okay? That is
mm-hmm.
that's just another distraction. That is a distraction
right.
that is out of this world. And I'm going to tell you what gets me, Ann and Joseph, about this most of all. Okay, Gail King of the CBS Morning Show. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Gail King of the CBS Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she came on. Oh, well, I condemn violence in any way, shape, or form, and blah, 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 this, and blah, 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 that. And all of this, and not one time on that show have I seen this bitch come on about the shootings in Chicago, about the gang, black-on-black gang violence in Los Angeles,
right.
Houston, New York, Washington, Baltimore, wherever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when the George Floyd thing kicked off, she could firmly understand the frustration of what, burning 9 city blocks of businesses owned by blacks as well as whites, residential
mm-hmm.
areas.
You
know,
isn't that how these radical let's just start over them?
But I mean, she just makes me sick. She's worse than Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
She's worse than Whoopi Goldberg. In my
but she's they're all evil. This is how that's how evil thinks, you know. And in a way too, this is good versus evil, in a sense. And we're seeing that. But what I've seen the whole thing going up in flames. I mean, everywhere.
Oh, it's you know, the economy is just a figment of your imagination. It's post-traumatic stress disorder from the COVID-19
mm-hmm.
pandemic. Things are getting better. The economy is getting better. This, that, and the other. And
yeah.
the people that believe this, are, it's just amazing. It's
oh,
just
I know.
Amazing
I gotta...
at the level of 2.0 stupidity
oh,
of
I
people
know. I've
that
had
are actually
to...
believing this.
Oh, I know. I've had them tell me that today. I mean, I was, you know, talking to somebody where we're having a discussion in the chat room and everything, and this liberal gets on. Oh, the comedy's been so good. I mean, I have never seen it this great before. We were both like, what the fuck are you smoking? You know? It's just
I mean, I've been a truck driver. Is Ann still on here?
Yeah, she's here.
Okay. I've been a truck driver for a little bit over 22 years. 22 mm-hmm. years I have run the roads of the United States from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never, ever in my life, in my entire truck driving career, had to pump $4, $5, $6 a gallon diesel in my
mm-hmm.
trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is impossible. Susan, my wife, Susan, well, I was at Tiger Truck Stop, and I was leaving one morning, and I decided to go ahead and fill up because the low price of $4.89 a gallon. Okay. Because I was
mm-hmm.
going to Ohio. I was going to Ohio. You wouldn't believe what the price of diesel is up there. Okay. And she was with me pumping the diesel in the truck, and it was $896 for 168 gallons of diesel.
Damn.
Almost $1,000. And if you go further up north, you're looking at, for my truck, if my truck was empty, 240-gallon tanks on that truck, you're looking at least $1,200, $1,300, maybe $1,400 in some places for diesel.
Damn.
And you wonder why, people wonder why you're paying $8 for a dozen eggs, $12 for a gallon of milk, $5
for a loaf of bread.
You know, that's why. Because our operating costs have to be passed down. I've said this before. Our operating costs have to be passed down. We get what's called a fuel surcharge. Right now, the fuel surcharge is up to 52%. Okay, the way that works is, for every $1,000 that my line run pays me, there is a $520 fuel surcharge on that.
Okay. Wow. That gets passed on to us.
That gets passed down to you.
And people
are cheering. Oh, well, they're going to suspend the fuel tax, the state and federal fuel tax.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That creates a shortfall. Okay, so how do you make up that shortfall in those highway funds, in those
what
state
taxes?
Trooper payrolls? No, you write more tickets.
Well, then you raise property taxes again, which they did over
here. You raise property taxes. You raise sales taxes. You invent taxes. Okay, you know, like your inspection stickers. Like here in Louisiana, we're required to have inspection stickers on our personal vehicles to make sure they're safe to drive on the roads. But the state feels it has no obligations to repair these unsafe roads for you to drive that vehicle on.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or the bridges that are falling apart.
Try to go through the city of New Orleans at 25 miles an hour. Try it.
You will not have a car left.
You will not have a vehicle left. It'll fall apart on you.
Right, and I know you've driven through here before, and you've seen how bad it was. You understand now where I'm at.
Oh, I tell you what, Ann, the last time I went through Albuquerque, New Mexico, Ann, I swear to God, those people that are doing that highway construction up there, I thought Louisiana and Texas were bad. Those people are smoking some serious crap.
Yeah, but Evelyn's like 7,000 million. Evelyn's like a million miles away from here. That's like a whole other state.
I'm going to tell you something. Those people in New Mexico, that highway department, they're smoking the good crack.
Oh, yeah,
they're
smoking
the good crack.
And when you get done driving, your entire inside feel like a milkshake when you get done, when you park somewhere. That's how bad it is. It's that bad.
If anybody is an organ donor and you get in a wreck in Albuquerque, New Mexico, trust me, they won't even bother removing your kidneys. They're already damaged.
Right. My roommate's like, "What's the matter with you?" Because when you come home, my whole body's like all sore and everything. They have a hard time getting out of the car. I'm like, "Shit, man."
It's like they secretly take your vehicle and somehow put square tires on it.
Yep.
And some of the hat talks are using.
Bear talk that you were saying a while ago, I'm still just kind of just shocked, you know, but when it, I mean, I knew it was going to go up.
That's bad.
Yeah, it was even more than I anticipated. But like I was saying a while ago, it's all by design. This is all by design. They want to cripple America. They want to, you know, to cripple us so that we can't fight them back and that we're despondent and the takeover is easier, you know, the Matrix.
We're seeing the entire planet burn right now. I mean, everything, my God, they're throwing it all at us at one time. We talked about this, Virgil, but my God, I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Here's the thing what people don't understand about an 18-wheeler, about a semi-truck, okay? All right, your vehicle you drive, what is your average mileage per gallon? What do you get? What would you say off shooting off the hip? What would you say you get with your vehicle per gallon?
I did get 35 miles per gallon, but I was paying like $15 to fill up my car, and now it costs like over almost 60 to fill up my vehicle, which is just crazy. And it seems like the fuel isn't as good because I'm not getting as good a mileage as I was getting. But,
no, it's
hey,
not.
Y'all,
it's not.
I'm gonna have to go, y'all, because. It's getting really late, and I still have to go put my creatures up.
I'm going to leave you with this, Ann. My truck, fully loaded, 80,000 pounds going down the highway, I get 6.8 miles to the gallon of diesel.
Damn.
That's
what
we get.
That's not very good.
It's not very good. But you got to look. I've got a 550 horsepower engine under there, and I need every bit of that to climb those mountains sometimes. So you know, we eat up some diesel.
Yeah, I mean, think about my ex-husband. I mean, he's pulling mobile homes and stuff. That like these mobile home people, they're going to be eating up the cost when they buy mobile homes. I'm seeing mobile homes that were $60,000 that are now $180,000. I mean, the market is insane.
Oh yes. Yes, sweetheart. Yeah.
But listen, I've really got to go, y'all. I've got to go put my I forgot to put my creatures up, so I need to go put my
All right. Well, it's back time anyhow. We actually went over.
Yeah. Well, sweetheart, it was doggone good hearing from you. Been a while, and I always enjoy hearing from you. You make my day when you call in the show, or I call you, or you call me, or whatever. And, all the best to you, darling, and tell Alley Cat, love her. Gotta love some Alley Cat.
I would have called you more. My phone would work, but I went to go get a brand new iPhone today or yesterday, and they told me that I couldn't have an iPhone because that I had a DirecTV bill on my account, which I do not owe any DirecTV. I don't even have cable. I don't even watch that stuff, you know. And I'm I don't know. They said, it's like $1,996. You need to call them. I said, so even though I've been with AT&T and I have five children, and I bought every one of them smartphones and paid for all of their phones. It was never a day late for the last 15 years or 20 years.
You know what a hot box is, huh, Ann? Remember the hot boxes that AT&T had for the Wi-Fi? Mm-hmm. Remember the little white hot boxes?
Yeah.
Okay, Susan had one of these things. This thing's been cut off for 2 months. They sent her the bill through an email saying she done used up a gazillion gigabytes out of this hot box. It's been off for 2 months and owes right at $800 for it. Boy, she hit the ceiling. AT&T has gone to shit.
And I've heard
that
they're merged with DirecTV, and they must own it now. So they go back to the records, and, you know, so I guess they, I don't know what their problem is, you know. But so they said I couldn't get a phone with them, so I'm kind of upset with that because I don't owe DirecTV $996. And, you know, I have a pretty decent credit, so I'm shocked that they refused me. And I was embarrassed in front of all these people, you know. So I'm just going to go over to T-Mobile or somebody else that's, you know, a little bit more. Maybe not as
We're looking at that, too.
Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile is your best one to get. Boost Mobile. I use them, and I have them.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Boost
Mobile.
He said Boost Mobile. B-O-O-S-T. Boost.
I use them. I've never had any issues, and they don't charge you for gigabytes or anything. one payment. That's all you pay. But anyhow, it's that time, and we went over, which don't happen often on here, but we had a good time on here. We went, covered a lot of ground and stuff, and we'll be back here Monday. You think Russell arrive, Russell Virgil?
Well, yeah, he's going to be like, one day we're going to get up enough money, people, and we're going to be like Lucretia Hughes. We're going to get us a fancy studio and everything, and,
yep,
you know, Mr. Well, coffee maker and them fancy microphones with the pantyhose over them and everything else.
I have all that stuff.
Yep.
You know,
I have all that stuff. I have a fancy studio. And I have all the microphones.
Hey,
I have like four microphones in the blue. I have like all kinds of lighting system and a green screen.
Oh,
you know what
one.
I use? I never use it.
Well,
I don't even use that.
If you get to the point where you run up across Miranda Lambert, give me an autograph.
I got to go put my chicken.
Give me an autograph.
Okay. For who?
Give me an if you run across Miranda Lambert, I know she's up there in your neighborhood. Give me an autograph.
Yeah, sure. I don't really listen to country, but yeah.
But hey,
everybody,
Virgils, we made
$6 in revenue. Guys running around with her, actually, to be honest with you.
Right.
I might can actually get that for you, to be honest with you. So okay, all right. Well, I will. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. I'm Hurricane Anna. I'm out.
All right.
Gunny,
well, we're
gonna home. Tell ET call
we're
home. Tell Gunny. Call Wolfpack Radio. Hello. He ran away from home.
Right. He hung up and never called back. But give to Alley Cat my love and tell her to hello. We'll be back here Monday night. Now, Virgil, we made $6 in revenue. So we're getting there. So,
yep.
But anyhow, we'll see you all. Bright, thank you for coming on the chat room, and it's good talking to you. Virgil, be careful out there, all right?
All right. Max going in the shop tomorrow to get another clutch put in it, so I'm going to be off for the weekend. So,
all righty.
I'm
well,
going
to
be getting off into some mischief.
Yeah. So these tech will survive by the weekend. We don't go nuke.
I might catch up on a couple of guns. Might build a couple of guns this weekend. I don't know.
I actually got to clean mine. I got to get my break mine out and clean it. But anyhow, y'all, have a good weekend.
All right. All right,
Russell, Virgil. Love you, brother. Talk
good
to
night.
You soon. Good night.
Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line.